Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Pet keepers to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my usual co-host, Rick Pruse from Pruse Pets in downtown Old Town. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Welcome, listeners. Welcome, Lee. Hey. Nice to see you.
Hey, it's always nice to see you. Rick, on this week's show, we're going to have some fascinating conversations about horses. And first of all, we're going to deal with the concept of if you wanted to get a horse, do you want to keep them yourself or do you want to board them and learn how to ride them properly? And we've got a great person who actually gave up a career in law in order to be in the horse business. Do you believe it?
I believe it. You know, there's nothing more life-fulfilling than a commitment to something like this.
Dealing with animals. You know. Oh, yeah. It has to be a lot better than dealing with the animals you deal with in the courtroom. So
can't speak to that, but I can't imagine. I've seen a few courtroom environments. I think I'd be back taking care of the horse.
Well, no doubt about it. And again, for people who don't have horses, they're such interesting animals. We've had a couple of shows where we've talked about them in wild form and slightly more domesticated, but they really are interesting. And then in the second half of the show, we've actually got a couple of methods for caring for horses. Remember we had that masseuse on who does massage for horses?
Yeah.
Well, now we're going to add to that with acupuncture for horses. Do you believe it?
Yeah, and actually a strange one. I think we've got a lightsaber involved here. So I'd be curious to listen to this conversation. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's a fascinating device, and people are always looking for better ways to care for animals. And if our guest has come up with that, then more power to them. Mm-hmm. And then we've also got a veterinarian coming in who specializes in dealing just with large animals, including horses. And we're going to talk about something that's a little more serious. You and I like to joke a lot, Rick, but this triple E disease is getting a lot of attention, and not only can it be fatal for horses, but fatal for people too.
Yeah, I think because it is, and because there's a good percentage of our populace that's not even around or familiar with horses, I think informing them what this is and what it isn't can be a really, really good tool to kind of better understand it. So not only listen to what this doctor has to say, but kind of spread that word out to others, because that's the only way this particular issue is really going to be resolved.
Right. And it really just goes back to something that we've talked about a lot on this show, which is the importance of prevention and being really smart when it comes to how do you keep bad things from happening to your animals. Mm-hmm. And usually preventative maintenance, whether it's with cars, machines, or people, it typically is the best way.
Yeah. And this can, with not exercising preventative maintenance, without getting vaccinated for this issue, it just makes the problem a whole lot worse.
Right.
Because it doesn't affect just you. It also affects not only the horse that you have, but the neighbors you have nearby.
Right. And again, people have to understand that every year conditions are different. And this year, because of the weather conditions, mosquitoes are absolutely plentiful. I've given far more blood than I care to them. And I'm certain that that's true of people who spend a lot more time outside than I do.
Well, definitely Mother Nature gave mosquitoes a break this year. That's for sure.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And in our conversation about horses, one of the other things that's really fascinating to me, Rick, is it's so important. We've talked about socialization and how important it is that people be with animals that are properly socialized. And we're going to hear a little bit about how important being with the right kind of a horse can truly be when it comes to picking the right one and riding the right one.
Yeah, I always stop and think, if there's one message that we can send out and send out loud and clear, always think twice about what the social needs of the pet is, whether it's a horse or dog or any type of animal, look inside of it before you look inside of yourself as to what kind of pet you really want to get into. And a horse, socialization, this is a herd animal. So it needs its herd. It needs its socialization. So today we're going to listen and learn a little bit more about how important it is to think about what the needs are for a horse and its herd mentality.
Right. And if you listen properly, you're going to have a good understanding what it takes to have a horse and to properly care for him. So that's the conversation we've got coming up this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping.